is the Northwoods Fishing Report from Muskie 360 with your host, Josh Krieger.
That's right, guys. You are tuned in to the Northwoods Fishing Report with your host, Eagle River Muskie Guide, Josh Krieger. I'm coming at you live this week on Wednesday, June 7th of 2023. We are a couple weeks past our opening weekend now, and it has been quite warm still. Our water temperatures are very, very warm for this time of the year. I actually saw temperatures as warm as 78 degrees already for early June. That is something we are obviously going to have to keep an eye on here moving forward and be cautious, paying attention to and watching, as we obviously want to do what is in the best interest of the fish. You know, I'm not too worried here at 78 degrees, but if we start creeping up, you know, too much more than that, we're going to kind of have to start being careful with fishing and possibly even just going to fish some of those deeper, clearer lakes. Like I said, as of right now, 78 degrees was the warmest I saw. That is pretty stained, shallow water. I do anticipate, you know, as long as the weather stays consistent or does cool down here a little bit like they are calling for this weekend, we should be fine for a while yet. We normally don't get 80 degree surface temps or above very often up here. So to see this kind of water temperature this time of the year is very rare. So just kind of, like I said, keep an eye on that. But I do not anticipate any problems as of right now. Also, with our very warm weather, our water levels are quite low on some of the lakes up here. So that's another thing to just kind of keep an eye on as you're coming up here. If you're on one of these smaller little inland lakes, the water level may be quite lower than normal, so look at that and the boat launch. Make sure you can get the boat in there safely and everything like that. That is just another variable of, you know, water that we kind of get this time of the year with it being so warm and the lack of the rain. We've just had a lot of evaporation and nothing to replace the water that's been evaporated out of some of these small lakes. So it is possible, you know, I've seen some of these lakes are down as much as 3 feet. So just like I said, that's another thing to keep in mind as you're coming up here. Just pay attention to some of the water levels. You may not even be able to get your boat into some of the places that you have in the past. This time of the year, I do spend a lot of time fishing, you know, some of those first emerging weeds, the shallow and the deeper weeds. It has been very effective for us. We have found a lot of the smaller size class muskies right now are in the shallower weeds, and those bigger fish seem to be a little bit deeper, some of them suspended and some of them kind of right on weed edges, the deeper weed edges. So I have focused a lot of my mornings, you know, kind of just getting confidence for everyone in the boat and the clients, catching some fish in the shallower weeds. You know, I'm not saying they're all little. We did contact some nice fish in the weeds. But on average, the general size of the fish in the shallow weeds versus suspended and on the deep edges that we were catching right now is significantly smaller. And, you know, I think the biggest fish we got in the weeds this week in the shallow weeds was probably about 38 inches, whereas suspended, you know, we got a nice 46 this week. So the bigger fish have been a little bit deeper, so, you know, if you want to get some action, there are definitely a lot of active fish in the weeds. And if you're looking for some of those bigger fish, move out and fish a little bit deeper, fish some of those weed edges. Make sure you're tailoring the bait you're throwing to the structure and the cover that you're fishing as well. You know, when I'm fishing these deeper weed edges, I'm throwing rubber baits like mid Medusas to get down a little bit further. These fish are sitting deeper. They're not in the top 3 feet of the water column when they're sitting in, you know, in the deep weeds or on the deep weed edges. Occasionally you will find them, you know, suspended a little bit higher in the water column if they're just out suspended in deep water in general. But when they're on those deep edges, they're typically sitting down closer to the bottom. So in order to get my bait in that fish's strike zone and contact zone for longer, obviously I want something that's going to be much closer in proximity to it. So if it's sitting down towards the bottom, like I said, I'm going to throw some rubber baits or baits, you know, crank baits that are going to stay down in that deeper area quite a bit longer than, you know, some of your shallower bucktails. Now, that being said, the most productive bait I had all week for me was the Grape Flame 700 series Booker tail. Fished that a lot in those shallower weeds. We put 4 fish in the boat with that bait alone this week. One on the Titan Junior in those shallow weeds, and also a couple on shallow raiders, the baby shallow raiders, the 5-inch ones. Those were productive for me as well this week in the shallow weeds. As I mentioned, the Mid Medusa out deeper, and we were also throwing the Red October tube. Both of those put a couple of fish in the boat for us this week as well. And like I said, those ones on average were a little bit bigger than the ones we were catching in the shallow weeds. So looking ahead, it's the weekend that is upcoming. We do have what they are predicting to be quite a large cold front coming in on Sunday. And obviously, as we've talked about in the past, there are a lot of factors that impact the activity level of muskies and their feeding habits. And weather generally up here seems to be kind of the number one factor. And post-frontal, you know, when a cold front moves through, after that, the fish typically will shut down for a little bit. Fishing's not very good. But pre-frontal, it tends to be very, very good. So Saturday, as of right now, they're predicting 70 degrees. And that's kind of average for what we've had here the last week now. We've been in the, you know, low to mid 70s here, and they're predicting that to continue through Saturday. And then Saturday, we have those possible storms coming in. And then on Sunday, the high is only 58 degrees. So we have a big cold front coming in Saturday night, Sunday, behind these storms. So if you can get out fishing before these storms come in Saturday, if these weather predictions come to fruition, I would make sure, you know, you are fishing one of your good lakes and fishing some big fish spots before those storms come in that big cold front. I really do think Saturday is going to be a very good fishing day based on the weather. Now, that being said, our weathermen are not always the most reliable up here. So, you know, if any of that weather stuff changes, obviously our moon phases still come into play, and they come into play regardless either way. I just think that they take a back seat when we have a big weather change like they are predicting for us here on Sunday. So I do think Sunday will be a little bit tougher fishing day. Saturday should be a very good day. On Saturday, the sunrise is 5:06 in the morning and the sun sets at 8:46 at night. That gives us a total of 15 hours and 40 minutes of daylight. We do have 2 majors and 2 minors on Saturday. The morning major is 5:54 to 7:54 a.m. and the evening major is 6:18 to 8:18 p.m. And then our 2 minors, the first one takes place in the middle of the night from 12:59 to 1:59 a.m. And then the second minor is 12 o'clock noon to 1 o'clock p.m. Sunday, the sunrise is 5:06 a.m. and the sunset is 8:47 p.m., giving us a total of 15 hours and 41 minutes of daylight. On Sunday, we have a morning major at 6:39 a.m., lasting until 8:39 a.m., and the evening major is 7:05 to 9:05 p.m., and the 2 minors are 1:19 to 2:19 in the morning, and 1:17 to 2:17 in the afternoon. Now, Sunday we do have a very good evening major. It lines up with sunset. The sunset actually takes place during that evening major. So I know weather may be a big factor and overall fishing may not be great on Sunday. We will see what the weather does bring. However, that evening major should be a key feeding period on Sunday. So keep an eye out for that. Make sure you're fishing a good spot around sunset on Sunday night. Guys, thank you very much for listening. I hope we got you some good information here this week and you can use some of this stuff to be successful, you know, this upcoming week and weekend when you are up here. Keep an eye on the weather. Try to make sure you're out before any fronts that may move through here this weekend. and good luck out there fishing. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week.
The Muskie 360 Northwoods Fishing Report is brought to you by these fine sponsors. The Muskie Shop, the world's largest muskie outfitter. Livingston Lures, hear the difference. The Figure Eight Lure Company. The Muskie 360 app.